Marked. Sent button.
Okay, I'm replying to your original message, Edward. If people want to go back and listen to it. But this is how you record or render out in M4A, at least on the Mac. I think you would probably have to have the FFmpeg libraries installed on Windows, because I'm 90% sure that's not possible by default. So what you're looking for is, let's go back to Reaper, render dialog. But the render dialog, for people that don't know, would be on Mac, command option command R or control alt R on Windows. Go all the way to format. You'll want to pick the MPEG, oops, MPEG 4 MOV macOS 10 7 Plus AV Foundation. I think it technically lists that as a video, but ignore that. And there's a second thing after for and the second thing called format, and you want one, it's an option by default. It's going to be on MP4 video streaming default. At the very bottom of that list, there's MPEG 4 audio. That's what you want to pick. And there are video options, because there are other video options in that menu of size, like 1920, etc. Ignore that, because that's not available if you pick that audio version. So again, there's video versions. You can't pick anything because you've selected an audio thing. But on the audio codec, the only option is AAC, and then you can pick, I think my default is 128 kbps. You can pick whatever you want. And then all you have to do is click render, and then the file you're going to get out is an M4A file. So yeah, make sure you set that that initial format to MP4 macOS version, and then under the second format, make sure you pick. There's like four options there. Three of them are video, and the fourth one is audio. Make sure you pick that version, and then pick your bit rate if you want to change your bit rate, and hit render. Also, I have not done this, but Garth mentioned a while ago that you can save those presets and just have an M4A render preset option, and it automatically picks the settings you want for M4A and automatically puts in those settings and renders it. So that's an option if you're going to be doing a lot of M4A rendering. Hope it helps, Edward, and hope it helps everyone else.